Some people have driven many miles to be here tonight, and we want to give
at meetings last month in Port Arthur, Corpus Christi, and this one in Galveston, federal and state officials heard what Texans thought should be done with the state's share of $1 billion. It's the first of what could be many billions BP will pay to Texas and four other states along the Gulf Coast because of the Deepwater Horizon drilling blowout. Scott Jones with the Galveston Bay Foundation told officials money is desperately needed to restore coastal habitats.
Certainly wetland restoration, particularly intertidal wetlands, we can continue the good work that has happened so far.
But now State Impact has learned of a proposal that would levy a state fee on those projects. In essence, taking money environmentalists say was intended for coastal restoration and using it for something else. The proposal comes from the Texas General Land Office. It manages state-owned land, leasing it out to businesses like oil and gas operators who pay the state fees to use the land. The money goes to help fund public education. One big part of what the land office does is manage the 367 miles of the Texas coastline as well as bays and estuaries. For years, the state has worked with environmental and wildlife groups on projects to restore and expand those sensitive habitats for fish and birds and other creatures. And when it did, the land office waived most fees that it otherwise would charge a group or company that wanted to use state land. But late last year, something changed in Austin. In internal discussions, the land office came up with a proposal that, according to people familiar with it, would levy fees as high as $5,000 an acre on ecological restoration projects like those that could be funded with the BP spill money. The environmental and wildlife groups heard about it and were not happy. Nine groups, including Ducks Unlimited, the Galveston Bay Foundation, and the Houston Parks Board, wrote to Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson. The groups likened the fee to a tax that would take money away from restoration projects, reducing their ecological benefits. Quoting the letter, "The fee structure as proposed gouges conservation and restoration activities," which the group said would violate the spirit and intent of the BP spill money. The land office responded in an email to State Impact, quote, "The proposed fee has not been finalized or published. Land office staffers are still listening to all the folks involved here and working to determine the best way to move forward," end quote. Last week, those staffers met with representatives from the environmental groups who indicated afterward that the $5,000 an acre figure may be substantially reduced. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.